Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jason Longshore, of course, Atlanta United analyst, joining the program on the WadeFord.com hotline at WadeFord.com, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Jason, what is up?
What's going on, guys? Happy New Year.
Jason, you like beans? Because if you don't, you ain't American.
I should probably be careful about how I answer. People just start yelling at me on Twitter.
You definitely have to be careful about that. But, Jason, today is the super draft for MLS. What are we potentially looking at in the draft? What can we possibly get?
Yeah, five's an interesting spot to draft at when it comes to the MLS Super Draft. I think for expectations, think more along the lines of the Major League Baseball draft, where you don't see many guys come in straight away and contribute day one. There's a few. There's a handful, but not many. It's more about picking up somebody with a lot of upside, somebody with a lot of potential who could grow into that sort of player. And there's some interesting targets that could be available at five. There's also the potential to trade and to add some allocation money, maybe trade down, add some other draft picks. It's five's a weird spot where there's not an obvious way to play it going in. You kind of have to wait and see what the teams in front of you do, because there's a few players that could fall to five that I don't think Atlanta United would have the same interest in. Attacking players, you know, we know Atlanta United typically goes international on their attacking players. So maybe there'd be another team that would want to trade up if one of those players falls. However, there's some good defensive players, some good midfielders that could be available at five that Atlanta United might select.
A little bit different for, you know, every sport has its own thing here. I mean, the NBA has, you know, direct pipeline from college, and it has a G League, and of course, Major League Baseball in theory has minor league baseball. Who the hell knows this year? But, the developmental organizations and all. And of course, the NFL has the draft and free agency. It's a little bit of both and all when it comes to soccer, because of international slots and the draft and free agency and trades and everything that is involved. For Atlanta United, is the draft less of an issue because of the fact that, I assume, Jason, that Atlanta United's business model in terms of success going forward is really almost entirely about their whole academy?
I don't think it's entirely anything, and that's the beauty of it when it comes to soccer, because you have your academy where you can develop your own guys in the way that you want to develop them. You can focus on developing them as players in the kind of philosophy that you want. You have the college draft where you have guys that maybe you didn't get an opportunity to bring into your academy, guys from different parts of the country. We're seeing some international players come to American colleges that are late bloomers. You have your international recruitment. You know, and we've seen Atlanta United have success with all of the above. Julian Gressel, who you got a huge return from on the field and in a trade, came through the draft. And he was a player who didn't make it through the German academy system, came over here to Providence College and did really well, and then started a great pro career through the draft. Miles Robinson came through the draft. But you also see a player like Machope Chole, who Atlanta United signed this week, who came through the academy year one as it started, from the Clarkston area, played at the Decatur DeKalb YMCA, and went to Wake Forest and really developed as a player. And he signed a homegrown deal ahead of the draft. So he didn't go through the draft. He comes to Atlanta United directly because of that time in the academy. You're looking at all of the above. You don't want to rule anything out, because there's quality players with every different acquisition method.
Speaking of that, there's been reports that they're going to sign Lisandro Lopez, too. How key is it to bring in that veteran for the kind of money that you're bringing him in for, potentially?
Yeah, that's a huge deal if all the reports are accurate. The reporting right now, Felipe Cardenas of The Athletic has said that Lisandro Lopez, who's a 37, soon to be 38-year-old forward from formerly of Racing Club in Argentina, would be coming in at the senior minimum and would be in a supplemental roster spot. So he wouldn't affect your salary cap. He wouldn't take up a senior roster spot. And to get a guy who just a couple of years ago scored 17 goals for the Argentine champions, Racing, and has been their captain and has been a symbol at the club. He's one of their most successful players over the last couple of decades. To get somebody like that to bring into your locker room with a new manager who you can, I think, safely assume that Gabriel Heinze would have requested a player like this, or requested him specifically, it just helps everything move forward. And to get a veteran in the team like that, it's going to help a young player like Jackson Conway, help a young player like Machoke Chole, Tyler Wolf. And it's also going to be a player that you can count on in times of need.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Do me a favor for the audience, Jason. Just go over the schedule for United camp games and whatnot here in the next 30, 60 days. Just some of the highlights, if you can.
I wish I could tell you that, but nobody knows yet. And that's what's tricky in the age of coronavirus, and what's tricky in the age of potentially a CBA negotiation due to the coronavirus.
I forgot about that.
We don't really know yet. The camps, a lot of people are talking about things starting February 1st. Originally, January 25th was the date that things were supposed to get started. It's gotten a little quiet around actually starting activities on that day. Some clubs are talking about the 1st of February, maybe the second week of February. Games seem like they're going to start. I mean, if you're going to start camps then, you're not going to start playing the beginning of March. Mid-March has been floated out there. The beginning of April has been floated out there. It's hard to say at the moment because MLS wants to get as many games in front of fans as possible. We don't know what that timeline looks like. It's far out of MLS's control or any other professional sports league as everybody's trying to figure this whole process out with getting people vaccinated and what it looks like. You need people in the building because MLS is a league that is very reliant on game day revenue. So you want as many games in front of fans as possible. And you also need to get a full schedule in because next year you don't have the flexibility of pushing the MLS Cup final back to squeeze in games if this season runs longer, because the World Cup in 2022 is going to take place at the end of the year. So you've got to have your MLS Cup in 22 at the beginning of November. That's squeezing everything to get two full seasons in between now and then.
Yeah, a lot to work through. That's true. Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, joining us on the WaveFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. For my knowledge here, because you bring it up here, I know that Jordan Morris is going over to the Premier League here. Is your belief as we get towards and we get more friendly, I think it's a friendly coming up Friday, maybe Friday night, that you're seeing growth in the U.S. men's national team. Should we start to get a little excited about their potential, you know, what they could potentially do in 2022?
Yeah, should absolutely be excited. 22 might be a little early because you've got a lot of players that are very young that are starting to emerge in Europe. Christian Pulisic's been there for a minute, but Gio Reyna's still a teenager. Yunus Musa's a teenager. You know, you've got your guys like Jordan Morris, who's going over to Swansea, it appears, first on loan, and potentially that could turn into a deal, especially if they get promoted into the Premier League. They're second in the championship, the second division right now. They're a prime candidate to get promoted. But you've got so much young talent coming through, and George Bello's a part of that here locally, Miles Robinson's development as well. 22, I think, will be you got to qualify first, and that's not going to be easy. This is going to be a difficult qualification process, and COVID affects it because you're going to have eight teams in the final group. You're going to play everybody home and away starting later this year, and it's going to be a lot of games in a short period of time. You've got to get results on the road. You've got to win your home games. You've got to qualify because there's some good teams in CONCACAF. But if you get there, this is a team that can definitely make the knockout round and anything can happen. I'm looking at 26. I think when you get a chance to host the World Cup again, that should be where all of the development work that soccer clubs in this country have put forward over the last decade or so, that's where it should start to pay off. And the U.S. should be looked at as a team that can make some noise in 26 for sure.
Yeah, I know it's 5 years from now, but I hope we're past all this pandemic long ago and far away, and we get the big games here, semifinals or whatnot, and Atlanta's rocking with the World Cup in 2026. That'll be something really to look forward to, a lot of fun. Jason,
we'll
thanks a lot.
There.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You the man, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.